obviously it comes back down to an O-Engage team we've seen beat everybody they've seen handily, but they're in habit.
The key thing is O-Engage is in the north, Decker was in the south, so it's going to be hard to maybe see that dream matchup of O-Engage and Decker.
Well, the only way we can see that dream matchup, Eddie, is in the state championship game.
That's right.
The only way we could see it.
We almost had that a couple years ago, maybe of North Heron and Deckerville.
Heron and Deckerville both got to the semifinals. It was 2013, and they both lost, but that would have been an opportunity. No, I think it was Peck, wasn't it? They got to the, I don't remember. I know North Heron went north, and one of our other teams went south. Unfortunately, it didn't happen, but hey, here we go.
Deckerville
Friday at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Cedarville at Owen Gage. I think I'm going to have to send Seth Stapleton to this game. I'm just so intrigued by this game. I want to see for sure. If I can't be there, Seth Stapleton is my eyes. And
this game here, the O-Engage Cedarville game, is right up there with this Ubley Cass City game. In my mind,
intriguing.
It's very intriguing. Two teams that obviously haven't played each other this year. These two teams, O-Engage and Cedarville, probably have never played each other. You know, looking down some of this roster, Cedarville, they played Posen. You know, they've played some very good teams along the way. Rapid River is a team you've heard in eight-man the last couple of years be very dominant. So, again, they are battle-tested. O-Engage is not. However, O-Engage has a prolific offense. I can't say that enough. The Jakes over there, there's Jake Wright, quarterback, some stud athletes. There's the other Jake. Thank you. And, again, on defense, what the game that I seen, Caseville ran the ball very well against them in that game, scored a few touchdowns. It was obviously an O-Engage blow. Maybe they weren't 100% into it because the game was a little bit out of hand, but I want to see them play four quarters of very tough football, get into the on the line of scrimmage to battle with some of the best and see if their defense can force turnovers like a normal football game you would see, and where it's not just a track match, so to speak.
Right. I want to see them tested, and I want to see it in the fourth quarter when their backs are against the wall and they need either a defensive stop or an offensive drive. I want to see it. I want to see how they react to it, and if they can pass that test, it's going to go a long way.
And I think we both agree they have the ability to do it. We think they can do it. We just are so excited to finally get a chance to see it.
This Cedarville team, they have two losses. Rapid River, they lost in week three, 28-14. And then to undefeated Posen, they only lost 28-26 in week six. So two quality losses to playoff opponents. And that's a so in the rest of the way, they really handled their business.
Real quick here, we are in overtime. Deckerville had 360 yards rushing on Peck, held Peck to only 67 yards rushing. Deckerville passed 70 yards, didn't allow Peck to even really pass. They were 0-for-2 for attempts also. Fritch has been the leading rusher. He had 175 yards against Peck. Also, Jared Philpott, 82 yards rushing. Also, Deckerville, too strong for Peck. We're going to see that rematch against Morris.
There's no question about it. We're going to see a Morris-Deckerville rematch. It's going to be at Morris. I don't know if it's going to be on a Friday night or a Saturday. I'd prefer Saturday, and then I'd have a chance to go down there. But we'll see. I was hoping this O-Engage game would be on a Saturday to spread our coverage out a little bit more, but it isn't. And, one of our games we're going to cover is the Cass City Ubley game. The other game is up in the air, but I'm strongly, strongly leaning towards O-Engage and Cedarville.
Things could change come Monday. You never know. All right. That is the strong side, left side, the right side. I'm Eddie Fury. A big thanks to Dave Hansen, a true professional, your color commentator on WWSports.com. It'll be Cass City at the Ubley Bearcats. Play to Great Heights, by the way, when you do your color.
We certainly will. Thanks,
also,
Eddie.
Paul Adams of the Huron Daily Tribune Sports. I'm Eddie Fury. A big thanks and shout out to Clark Ramsey for allowing me to host two straight weeks. We'll do it again here next week in the studio. The Strong Side, your playoff edition. And after the first round, we'll be back here next Sunday, 7 o'clock hours when we'll start. And I'm Eddie Fury, your WWW host. ThumbTailGitter.com also. We'll have some games in the BWAC. Big shout out to all you guys. Thank you for listening in. Left side, the right side. That was the strong side.